You're listening to SBS News.
The discovery of a mass burial site has become the latest crisis in the war in Ukraine. A war crimes prosecutor, Oleksandr Ilyenkov, says what he's seen just outside the eastern city of Izyum points to war crimes.
We are here at a place where you can see three graves. In the first one, there's a rope on the neck and the hands are tied. On some bodies, we see traces of torture.
Russia invaded Izyum in April, but it's now back under the control of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the graves contain the remains of around 450 people, both military and civilian.
Exhumation of bodies continues at the mass burial site near Izyum. As of now, more than 440 graves have been found. It's too early to talk about the number of people buried there. Investigations are ongoing. There's already clear evidence of torture, humiliating treatment of people. Moreover, there's evidence that Russian soldiers, whose positions were not far from this place, shot at the buried just for fun. The world must react to all this. Russia has repeated in Izyum what it did in Bucha.
If the number of bodies is confirmed, it'd be the largest mass grave site found in Europe since the Balkans War in the 1990s. Elizabeth Throssell from the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says the reports are shocking.
We will be looking at to see whether they were military personnel or civilians, and also whether they were killed, whether they died in hostilities or indeed died from natural causes exacerbated by the lack of medical aid.
It's a view shared by White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
It's horrifying. It's repugnant. And sadly, it's in keeping with the kind of depravity and the brutality with which Russian forces have been prosecuting this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
The head of a pro-Russian administration is accusing Ukrainians of staging the atrocities. And Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, says his country won't be deterred by Ukraine's counter-offensive efforts. Speaking after a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Uzbekistan, President Putin says Russia will continue to ramp up strikes against Ukraine.
We see activity here and there. The Kyiv authorities have announced that they are conducting an active counteroffensive operation. Well, let's see how it develops and how it ends up.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.